everybody, and happy Wednesday to all you fine folks out there listening in Radio Land. Adam MacDonald broadcasting live on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network, coming to you from overcast Jupiter, Florida, and Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, home of tonight's Florida State League ball game between the visiting St. Lucie Mets and the homestanding Palm Beach Cardinals, who are the single-A affiliate of the St. Louis Cardinals. Tonight we have game two of a six-game series for you, with first pitch coming up at 6:30. And for the St. Lucie Mets, they are trying to go up 2-0 in this series after winning last night's contest by a score of 5-2. The Mets were powered by the young kids from the high school draft last year in Jett Williams and Jacob Reimer, both homering for the first time together in a game this season. The Mets got a good pitching performance from Candido Cuevas behind the rehabber Jose Quintana, and Jimmy Loper closed it out with three no-hit innings, 5-2. The Mets with the victory. It was their third straight win in the season series over the Cardinals, and it was their second consecutive series with a opening game victory. So the Mets try to go 2-0 in the series while Palm Beach tries to inch closer to a first-half division title. Despite losing last night, the Cardinals lost no games in their lead, which remains at 3 as Jupiter lost as well. So the Cardinals 3 up with 8 to play in the first half. Taking a look at other games around the Florida State League, two already in the books this afternoon as Tampa beat Clearwater 11-6 to tie that series at a game apiece, and Bradenton, an onslaught 18-9 victory over Fort Myers. That series is also split at a game apiece. So looking at the entirety of the FSL standings, Jupiter is 34-24. Again, three games up on Jupiter with 8 to play. Jupiter is 31-27. Daytona 25-33 eliminated. Mets at 20-37 eliminated. In the West Division, Clearwater clinched the division on Saturday with a win and a loss today, yesterday and today. Clearwater is 41-17. Fort Myers 31-28, as is Bradenton. Dunedin 29-29. Tampa 27-32. And Lakeland 22-36. So an opportunity here with eight games left in the first half for the Mets to catch Lakeland and maybe not finish in the basement of the FSL's first half. Managers coming out to home plate right now to meet. Gilbert Gomez in his first year with St. Lucie. Gary Kendall in his third year with Palm Beach. Davian Fry is our home plate umpire. And Alex Lowry is the base umpire. All those gentlemen go over the ground rules and exchange lineups. We will pause on the pregame show. When we come back, we will have the starting pitching matchup and the lineups for game two of this six-game series between the Mets and the Cardinals.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Here, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stlucimets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Pre-game show rolls on. Get closer to first pitch. There is some rain in the area, but we're going to power through it, it looks like. Cardinals general manager Andrew Seymour out by home plate discussing things with the umpires, but nobody is looking at a radar. That's always good news. No Kyle Gleckler activity going on. All right, let's meet today's starting pitchers for the Mets. It's Lano Ovias, the number 16 prospect in the Mets organization, just 19 years old from Moca in the Dominican. This will be his ninth start in his 11th appearance. He has not given up a run in his last two starts, which spans 10 innings. He had a rain-shortened outing last week at home. So Ovias will look to continue an excellent June. He'll be opposed by Bryson Motz, who is the number 11 prospect for the St. Louis Cardinals, 21-year-old from San Diego, California. It was a second-round draft pick last year by St. Louis out of the University of San Diego. This will be his 12th game and his 12th start. He's 2-4 with a 3.74 ERA. The lineups for the Mets: Wilfredo Lara leads off and plays left. Jet Williams bats second, plays center. Junior Tillian hits third and plays second. Jacob Reimer, the cleanup hitter and third baseman. Vincent Prozo, DHs, hits fifth. Kevin Villavicencio hits sixth. He's at short. Yero Martinez bats seventh. He'll play first. Blaine McIntosh bats eighth. He's in right. Fernando Villalobos is the catcher. For the Cardinals, Juan Vincho leads off, plays right. R.J. Yeager bats second, plays first. Leo Bernal is the catcher, hitting third. Rotondo, Michael Curiale, Joshua Baez, Adamson Cruz, Brandon Hernandez. Lisandro Espinoza rounds out the lineup. We now send it down to Sweet Lou Valano for the national anthem.
By the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, for the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming.
Sweet Lou Valano, who not only is the national anthem singer tonight, but is also the regular official scorer in Palm Beach Cardinals games. Hopefully he will official score as well as he sang that national anthem. We're getting ready for first pitch in game two of a six-game series for the Mets and the Palm Beach Cardinals. Mets win the opener last night 5-2, trying to make it four consecutive wins overall against Palm Beach. Palm Beach still leads the season series 4-3, won the first four, but the Mets winning the most recent three. This is the eighth of the 24 scheduled meetings between the two teams this season. Palm Beach has switched over to the red jersey tops with the white pants. Mets will stick with their road grays, which they won in last night. Bryson Motz on the hill for Palm Beach. Highly touted prospect, second-round draft pick last year out of the University of San Diego. Shut down Vanderbilt in a regional last year. That got the attention of the Cardinals, who picked him high. This will be his second start against St. Lucie at Clover Park in May. He logged six innings, six hits, two runs, three walks, and four strikeouts. Took a loss. Mets won that game on a Saturday night by the score of 2-1 and scored both of their runs against Motz in the first inning. Motz, a player of the week, pitcher of the week in the Florida State League earlier this year, the week of April 23rd. He pitched six perfect innings against Dunedin with 11 strikeouts in winning league honors back in late April. Wilfredo Lara, Jet Williams, Junior Tillian, the scheduled hitters for St. Lucie. Lara started yesterday with the leadoff walk that was followed by a Jet Williams homer, and the Mets were off and running. How will they do tonight? We're about to find out. Davian Fry signals for the first pitch. Here it comes, and it's a one-hopper stab, backhanded by Curiale. Throws to first and retires Lara. One pitch, one out, as Curiali's up to the task. He was ready on the first pitch of the game to field the tough one-hopper, backhand style. And that will quickly bring up Jet Williams. I'm joined tonight by Josh Knupp, our center field camera operator. High home camera operator, sorry. I want to give you the wrong title. Josh, he'll chime in now and again. Of course, he's seen every St. Lucie Met home game, so he is an expert on all things St. Lucie. Isn't that right, Josh?
I'm not sure that I would say expert, but I have seen my good deal of Mets games, yes.
Josh's favorite, Jet Williams, knocks a single straight up the middle for a base hit. So that's two hard hit balls for the Mets against Mots to start this game. One goes for an out, and Jet, a solid single up the middle. Jet, 2-for-4 yesterday, plus hit by a pitch, he slugged his third home run, and he hasn't hit early in this contest. So one on, one out, and Junior Tillian will bat. He did not have a hit yesterday. Quiet night for Junior. And he grounds one up the middle, and that's going to squeak through for a base hit. Williams will stop at second. Another hard hit ball. This one rolls through right by the pie slice, and it's first and second with one out for the Mets for Jacob Reimer, the hottest hitter on the team. Reimer, the 19-year-old from Yucaipa, California, fourth-round pick last year, is batting .404 in his last 15 games. He homered for the first time in over a month yesterday. Also had a single, scored twice, and he's got ducks on the pond right now. Mots' first pitch is outside a changeup. No score, one out. First and second for the Mets. Crowd continues to trickle in here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium for Silver Sluggers night. Mots looks back to second, throws one home, and this one is outside. Davian Fry, the home plate umpire, just relaying what he hears from the ABS system, which calls all the strikes into his earpiece. ...2-0 to Reimer, and he will take outside ball three. Yesterday, the Mets did a great job to jump on Hansel Rincon, one of the top pitchers in the league. They got the two-run homer by Jet in the first, a couple more in the third inning, as they built a 4-0 advantage and never looked back. Trying to do something similar tonight, Reimer will take another pitch outside, a fastball. It's a four-pitch walk to load the bases for Vincent Perozzo. And Mots, he's really fortunate even to have the one out. He does on that sharp ground ball to Curiali. So a golden opportunity here for the Mets to jump on top. We'll have a mound visit as Mots circles around with Bernal, the catcher, and the second baseman, Brandon Hernandez. And the meeting is broken up by Fry. So here is Perozzo, who went 1-for-3 last night with a single in the first inning. Was also hit by a pitch. He's on a season-high 5-game hitting streak. Lefty-lefty matchup. First pitch gets over for a strike. Mots coming set. 0-1 pitch is hit hard to first. Oh, and it goes off the glove of Jaeger. Trickles down the right field line. One run is in. Here comes Tillian. He will score. It's Reimer coming home to the plate as the ball is cut off by Jaeger. It's a 3-run triple by Perozzo. Off of Jaeger's glove down the first base line. And he actually slowed it down, made it a near impossible play for Juan Bincho with all that foul territory to go scramble for it in the Cardinals' bullpen. 3-0 Mets. Wow.
And besides from Reimer, the goal so far seems to be jump and jump early, either first or pitch swinging from the rest of the Mets.
And you're right, Josh. They are attacking early, including Villavicencio, who just soared one foul. 3-run triple. Another foot to the left, and that's an out. Perozzo got it just enough down the first baseline. And again, if you've never been to Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, so much foul ground. I mean, not Oakland Coliseum type, but I mean, that was just a long, long run for Juan Bencho, the right fielder, to go get that ball in the bullpen. This one's fouled away.
I think the difficult problem here is that, unlike Clover Park, where it could just roll to the outfielder, there's this wall here that sticks out, and so it kind of stops the ball, requires the outfielder to go around that to get the ball, and that makes it potentially even tougher.
So 1-2 count on Villavicencio. Infield is in, and he will pop one foul. If I'm not mistaken, I just heard a loud rumble of thunder. And we did hear during that Perozo at bat a radio next door go off and say, meet by the tarp.
I wasn't going to say it.
Josh, we have to report all the facts. A 1-2 pitch coming to Villavicencio. He grounds to third. Another backhand stop by Curiali. Throws across the diamond to first. Villavicencio is out. Perozo must hold at third base. So it stays a 3-0 game as Villavicencio can't drive in Perozo from 90 feet away. That will leave it to Martinez. Martinez saw the end of his 7-game hit streak yesterday, went 0-for-4 with 3 strikeouts. Faces a tough matchup here with Motz. Flies one out of play left side. Williams with the single, Tillian with the single, Reimer with the walk. Perozo clears them all with the triple. Now 2 outs. Perozo still at third. 0-1 pitch inside. Ooh, was that thunder again? Perozo up to 19 RBI now on the season. The 6-game hitting streak taken care of. High fly into right. Cho trying to find his way. He's actually going to give way to Cruz, the center fielder. And that is out number 3. That's what the Mets needed with 2 outs. But they'll settle, I tease, for a 3-run lead. So they went up themselves from yesterday, led 2-0. Today it's 3-0. They have provided a lead for Lionel Obias, who has not given up a run in his last 2 starts. He gets the ball when we come back.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with 5 convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a 5-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
The world-famous Dollar Night is back with a twist in 2023. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $1 Bud Light drafts at the concession stands or $2 16-ounce bottles of Bud and Bud Light, hot dogs for just $2, and soda and popcorn for just $1. Now, where are you going to find a better deal than that? Dollar Night is the St. Lucie tradition that is always a steal of a deal. That's Dollar Night, every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go, Mets, and let's go Dollar Night.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Adam McDonald, Josh Nutt back with you from Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, where the Mets have a 3-0 lead as Lionel Obias gets ready to begin his night. First pitch to Juan Bencho. A bunt is shown. A strike is called. That was very odd as Cho kind of showed bunt and then stepped forward out front of home plate. Never really offered at it. Ground ball, and that's going to be right to Tillian, the second baseman, and he will throw to first. 2 pitches, 1 out for Obias. Now, a quick look at the radar between innings. Man, massive storm just blew up just to our south. and the future cast shows it moving away into the Atlantic. But if it keeps expanding, continues to blow up, then we are in danger, which would be a real shame as Lionel Blias gets ready to face Jaeger, and he hits him up high with the slider. Slider that did not slide. Right off the shoulder. Because Ovias, his last start, he went four innings scoreless. Then the rains came at Clover Park in that prior series against Daytona. And the delay was an hour and 15 minutes, and that was too long for him to sit. So he did not get to come back out. The start prior to that, six shutout innings at Fort Myers in a 1-0 win in a seven-inning contest. With the season-high 10 strikeouts, the most strikeouts for a Mets pitcher in a game this season. So two June starts, 10 innings, three hits, no runs, one walk, 14 Ks for Ovias. As he has turned it on. Slow ground ball at Tatillion. He will do the right thing and go to first base. Retires Bernal. Jaeger up to second. Could have rolled the dice and gambled and thrown way up to second base. Perhaps Scott and Jaeger on a bang-bang play. But with Ovias pitching as well as he is, get the easy out and give him a shot to get out of the inning as he faces Chris Rotondo. And the first pitch, a fastball at 92. Ovias in his last start. A lot of fastballs, some cut pieces, slider, and the occasional change. This is the four-seamer just off the plate at 93. 3-0 Mets, two outs, runner on second. In the bottom of the first, a flash of lightning off in the distance. Swing and a miss on the fastball. That looked like the cutter. 90 miles per hour, darts to the left at the end. 1-2 on Rotondo. Rotondo went 1-for-4 yesterday, hitting the two double plays. One on the ground, one in the air. 1-2 pitch, and this one gets away from the Mets catcher Villalobos. A wild pitch will send Jaeger down to third base. Cardinals, despite the poor start to this game, can get some momentum back. They did prevent themselves from going down 4-0. One out and a runner on third. They kept Perozzo from scoring. Now if they could steal a run back in the second, right back in the mix. Here's a high bouncer foul. Rotondo stays alive. Mets infield playing regular depth straight up against the right-handed Rotondo. 2-2 pitch comes inside, nearly hits him. He thinks it did, and Fry disagrees. And we're going to have an argument. Gary Kendall, the manager and third base coach, is walking down the line. Rotondo still protesting it, and now the home plate umpire Fry is going to bring Alex Lawry, the base umpire, into it. Well, he's standing between the mound and short, so he's not going to have any better view. Oh, they say he was plunked. Well, Lawry overrules. He saw it, apparently. Ovias shoots a look into his dugout. No argument coming from the Mets side. So Rotondo hit by a pitch, barely. Sets up runners at the corners for Michael Curiale. One of the top hitters in the league, went 1-for-3 with a single and a walk yesterday. Rain is starting to fall here at the Dean. We play on. Fans will head for higher ground. Curiale flies one into right center field. Jet Williams is there, and he will make the catch. And that will do it for the Cardinals in the first. Ovias strands two. Tart crew coming on the field. Oh, no. Poor Lionel Ovias. Another start that's going to be delayed. You'd rather this happen before the first inning. So at least you might have a chance to pitch right away after the break. But now, Tart being uncovered down the left field side between the Mets dugout and bullpen. Thunder booming in the background. It's not raining hard, but the wind has certainly picked up. And where the storm is, the wind is blowing it towards us. It's not a good sign. The storm's behind the stadium to our south, and the wind is blowing up from the south to the north. So they're tarping not just the field, but they're also going to tarp the Mets' bullpen. They're going to tarp the Cardinals' bullpen. They are officially in a delay. They've hooked up the tarp to the Gator tractor golf cart. And once that gets rolled out, then everybody will grab a handle and drag it across the field. And they're rolling out the tarp. It unfurls. Golf cart still rolling it. Tarp still being unspooled. I'd say they got it about 60% of the way unspooled. Now we're at 90%. There goes the final 10. They'll give it a push. Looks like they have, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 crew members to pull this tarp. They're going to be pulling it into the teeth of the wind, which means it could pick up, the gust of wind could pick it up and blow the tarp. So everybody's got to try to keep it down, keep it low, and they're struggling. And they got to get it down. They got it down. Now they've started to pull it towards the diamond. It's right around second base. It's getting heavier. Now is when you need some air underneath it to make it heavier. Tarp being dragged towards the mound. They've picked up the rosin bags from the mound. It's over the mound. It's towards the first baseline. And it is now successfully over home plate. So tarp is on the field. The field will be saved. That is good news. They're finishing tarping the Cardinals' bullpen. There's a loud thunder boomer for you. Mets seem to know that this could be a lengthy delay, so a lot of the players in the dugout are picking up their belongings, walking down the left field line towards the clubhouse, which is beyond the left field wall. The Cardinals, they are doing the same thing, taking all their belongings from the first base dugout, traveling out behind the right field wall to their clubhouse. It's definitely getting darker here. You can see the dark, ominous clouds rolling in over the stadium. It should be raining heavily, imminently. Grounds crew making sure that the tarp is in place and held down. Give it the last stretch. I don't know if they're going to nail spikes into the tarp to keep it from blowing away, put sandbags on it, maybe drive a golf cart on it. But they will have to do something to make sure that the tarp is not blown off the field. That's why there are still quite a few members of the tarp crew down there standing on the tarp, not letting it blow away. Umpires have remained on the field just between the tarp and the Mets dugout. Gilbert Gomez on the top step of the dugout, taking this all in. Of course, he has to be extremely frustrated. The Mets got off to such a good start. A three-run triple by Vincent Perozzo. Ovias stranding two. All the momentum with the Mets through one inning for the second straight game. And now going to enter a delay that we do not know how long it will be. But if it's of any length, then Lionel Ovias will not be able to come back. And neither will Bryson Motz for Palm Beach. And then you're looking at two managers who have to use their bullpen for eight consecutive innings tonight. So that really throws a wrench into a plan, especially early in the week. So by the time last week ended, the Mets were basically out of pitching. So they were relying on Ovias to carry a big load tonight, and that could be in danger. And Both teams yesterday only used three pitchers. The Mets, Quintana, major league rehabber, for an inning and a third. Candido Cuevas for 4 2/3, and Loper for the final three. Same for Palm Beach. They used Hansel Rincon for 4 2/3, Tanner Jacobson for 2 1/3, Henry Gomez for the last two. So it's not like the teams emptied their bullpen yesterday, so they should be in good shape for today if it's a long bullpen game, if we resume. But that could affect plans later in the week. Well, Gilbert's finally come out of the dugout, and he's going to slowly walk back to the Mets clubhouse. The umpire's heading with him. That's where their clubhouse, their locker room is as well. Tarp safely on the field. Teams look to be, if not everybody's back in their clubhouse, close to it. It's not raining heavily. As a matter of fact, there are still quite a few fans sitting in the lower bowl, exposed to the rain. No one, only a couple with umbrellas. Some other folks have headed up high in the second level to grab whatever cover they can. What we'll do now is we're going to shut down the broadcast with the Mets leading 3-0 at the end of the first inning. Stay up to date on Twitter at St. Lucie Mets, and of course also our website, stluciemets.com. That bar across the top will inform you when we get restarted. We'll be happy to bring you the action when it does. But for now, we are in a weather delay with the Mets leading 3-0 at the end of the first inning. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium in rainy Jupiter, Florida. Adam McDonald, Josh Knupp with you as we get to resume game two of this six-game series between the St. Lucie Mets and the homestanding Palm Beach Cardinals, the single-A affiliate of the St. Louis Cardinals. We went into a lightning delay as soon as the bottom of the first inning ended, and we are set to resume with better weather at 8:30. Should be any moment now, as there is a new pitcher on the mound for Palm Beach. It is Jose Davila. Both starting pitchers from this game only going one inning. The long rain delay of nearly 2 hours is going to prevent either from continuing. So it's going to be a long night for Gary Kendall and Gilbert Gomez's bullpens. We will see who the Mets throw in the second inning. Could be Steven Ridings, the major league rehabber. He was slated to get a clean inning in relief today, and he's had to wait a long time due to the rain delay to make an appearance, so we expect him to pitch somewhat shortly. But first, the Mets will have to bat in the top of the second against Davila. It will be Blaine McIntosh, Fernando Villalobos, and then Wilfredo Lara. Mets did well in the first inning, as they got a three-run triple from Vincent Perozzo. They did strand Perozzo at third base with one out, so it could have been even better. And then the Mets stranded a pair of runners in the bottom of the first. So a scoreless, hitless first inning for Ovias. We are set to resume now as Davila throws his first pitch to McIntosh. It's taken for a high strike, and we're back underway right at 8:30. So an hour and 47-minute rain delay. What else is new as McIntosh takes the second pitch called strike at 94, and it's 0-2. And then a breaking ball low, a slider 85, one ball, two strikes. This is McIntosh's first at-bat in the series. He did not play in the opener yesterday. He fouls one away, deep left. So the alternate was suspending this game and then playing it all the way through nine innings tomorrow plus a seven-inning game. Neither option was ideal. He settled for the hour and 47-minute delay at the start of the second inning. So eight innings to go. Long night brewing for these two teams as McIntosh takes a ball inside. It's 2-2. And then grounds one up the middle. This is going to be a tough play. It squeaks through. Blaine McIntosh with a leadoff single. High bouncer off towards the right side of second base. And Hernandez can't get to it.
Really a nice job there from McIntosh. Down 0-2 early, fought one off, got back to even, and then was able to drive it back through the middle where the pie slice is. Nobody can play through there.
It's the third base hit for the Mets up the middle in this game. Williams and Tillian had the first two. Here's Fernando Villalobos, the nine-hitter, and he takes a ball high. So Bryson Motz, the highest-ranked pitching prospect on this Palm Beach team, only goes one inning, three hits, three runs, a walk, no strikeouts. Through 18 pitches, 12 strikes. He didn't get a chance to right the ship. Changeup misses, and it's 2-0 on Villalobos. And he will foul one away right side. This will reach the seats, which are mostly empty at this point in time. The rain sent a lot of people home. It is Silver Sluggers night. Those folks don't like to stay out too late as it is. At this time, yesterday we were done. The 5:45 start. Villalobos takes a pitch high, and it's 3-1. McIntosh bluffed off of first base. Arnaldo, the catcher, popped up, but nowhere to throw.
This has been very interesting to watch the change of attack here from the first pitcher to the second pitcher now. If you remember back in the first inning of what seems like yesterday, they were all first and second pitch swings, but this has been anything but so far.
Yeah, more patience shown, including on a pitch there, high and outside, and the first two Mets
in this restart have walked the 8-9 hitters. So the Mets are poised to add to their 3-0 lead. As the lineup turns back to the top, first and second, no out. Lara grounded out in the first pitch of the game. A nice play by Curiale at the hot corner. Davila, first pitch, and it's swung on and missed. Slider 86. ...01, another slider swung on a miss, nothing and two. Davila is a 20-year-old from Venezuela, signed as an international free agent by the Cardinals in 2019. A 6'3" right-hander. 0-2 pitch, and it's fouled away. Lara somehow got a piece. On the year, Davila is appearing in his eighth game. All in relief, 3.38 ERA, does have two saves. Another 0-2 coming to Lara, and he will swing and miss. A sinker out of the zone at 87. Lara strikes out. Interesting, Josh. Then saw McIntosh take all those pitches. Villalobos do the same, and Lara got four pitches. He swung at all.
He must have heard me. As soon as
the
I said it.
Broadcaster curse.
Yeah, as soon as I said it, four straight swings. Never really seemed to have a beat on him. And you know, he goes down rather easily.
Brings up Jet Williams. He singled in the first. He's having a good series. And he almost gets hit. The pitch flies inside and goes to the backstop. And the Mets base runners will move up. McIntosh to third. Villalobos up to second. And Davila misfires high and in. Chin music for Williams, who got hit in the helmet yesterday in a fastball. Shook it off and stayed in the game. It was a scare. Infield is in for the Cardinals with one out and two in scoring position. First base open. Slider off the plate. 2-0 on Jet. Davila this season, 21 innings, 20 hits, 8 earned runs. He's walked 11 and struck out 22. Williams rips this ball foul. They'll scatter in the Mets bullpen. Which right now, with one out in the top of the second, has Steven Ridings up and warming. Ball sailed right over his head. Two balls and a strike. Davila's pitch too high for ball three, and Davila basically throws up his hands. Wanted to know where that one was, but ABS called it a ball. Three-one. Williams will take high again for ball four. And the catcher Bernal slumps his shoulders. That pitch looked pretty good. Look, Jet's a small guy at between 5'6 and 5'8, so that's a strike to a lot of hitters right at the top of the zone, but not to Jet. So the bases are loaded with one out for Junior Tillian. Mets lead 3-0. One out in the top of the second. We've just restarted this game out of an hour and 47-minute delay. First pitch, breaking ball inside. So Jet, like McIntosh and Villalobos before him, and now Tillian, being very patient. Line drive, deep right field by Tillian. That's going to get down fair. One run is in. Not far behind is Villalobos. Jets being waved in. Tillian's trying for a triple. Here comes the throw. It's offline. Tillian with the three-run triple. That's 2 3-run triples for the Mets in two innings tonight. 6-0 St. Lucie. Just a rocket shot straight away, opposite field, deep into the right field corner. Cho digs it out, but Tillian hustles all the way into third base, standing up.
These triples were hit down the same side of the field, but I don't think they could be more different than each other. The first one was obviously squeaked under the first base glove that kind of trickled down into the bullpen. This one, like you said, absolutely blasted off the bat down that right field side.
Jacob Reimer comes up. Boy, what a sequence for the Mets here. I cannot recall the time where a team has had two consecutive innings with a three-run triple. At least not in St. Lucie Met times. Reimer's at the plate. He takes a ball and then another. Still just one out, so a chance for the Mets to do something they couldn't do in the first inning, which is drive in that runner from third base with one out after the triple. Reimer drew a walk in the first and went on to score. Reimer will take this fastball in there for a strike at 85. Davila took something off to get it over. Two-one, Reimer, ground ball, foul. Nearly hit Tillian in foul territory. That's why runners stand in foul territory. If they get hit there, they are not out. Davila with a 2-2 count. Gets ready, the pitch on the way, and it's fouled away again into the Mets' dugout, or off the dugout down to Ridings in the bullpen. Fields it. That's a different way to get ready for your appearance in the bullpen, is to field your position on a foul ball.
You know, you need to get warm for everything, and good job from Reimer there just allowing him to do so.
2-2 pitch again, and Reimer will foul it off the other way out of the stadium. And we battle on. Another 2-2 pitch on the way, and it's going to be fouled away to the right again. This one off the overhanging roof. A shade structure over the first base stands in the upper level to protect those from the sun in spring training.
I've sat under there. It does not work. It does not.
2-2 pitch. Reimer grounds one up the middle, and it squeaks through right under the glove of Espinoza, the shortstop. Tillian will jog on home, and the Mets have scored a touchdown on the Cardinals. It's 7-0. Reimer, an RBI single, wins the long battle against Davila. And it's a four-run inning for the Mets.
I think what you love to see is, you know, we had a three-run lead last week against Daytona, I believe it was, and a rain delay happened, and unfortunately, you know, we weren't able to continue with the momentum. This time, we have been able to, and that's a great thing to see.
Yep, Mets certainly came out ready to play. Cardinals don't look like it, although it's hard to judge the entire squad, as it's really been Davila, the one on the struggle bus. Perozzo is at the plate, and he will take a big miss, big swing and a miss, and it's a 1-1 count. Yeah, Josh, you're right, the Mets had a 5-1 lead, and then the rain came. They suspended the game. They were just too relaxed, not ready to come out with an urgency the next day, and lost that lead while Daytona put it to him. The good news for the Mets is the next day they had a 3-0 lead, went to an hour and 15-minute delay, came out and won that game 3-0. So they're doing even better this time, not only maintaining their lead, but certainly adding to it. A 7-run lead for the Mets as this pitch is inside one of their biggest leads of the entire season.
Certainly good to see the Mets do it in different ways. We talked about the patience in the first inning, the patience in the second inning, but the full-on attack early in the first inning.
Ground ball, base hit for Perozzo up the middle. Reimer is going to cut the bag at second. He goes to third. Vincent Perozzo is 2-for-2, a triple and now a single. And it's a hit parade for the St. Lucie Mets. And that's 4 in the inning. And they have a chance to add to their lead. Well, Vincent Perozzo with a 2-hit game already. He extended the hitting streak to 6 with the triple in the first. He does one better with the 2-hit game, and that is going to be a knockout blow for Jose Davila, who came in after the rain delay and couldn't get more than one out. So we pause while Palm Beach sends in a new pitcher. Mets are rolling up 7-0 and threatening for more.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Let's go back to the field.
Angel Cuenca is the new pitcher for Palm Beach. So Palm Beach already on its third pitcher of the night. And their pitchers have recorded four outs. So this is going to have to be a dire situation for the Cardinals' bullpen. Kevin Villavicencio at the plate. Runners at the corners. One out. Four runs have already scored in the inning. Cuenca's first pitch is hit right back at the middle. Oh, it deflects off of Cuenca, out to second, and a double play turned by Espinoza. A terrible break for Villavicencio, who was seeking a hit up the middle. Deflects off of Cuenca, goes right to the second base bag, where Espinoza can pick it up, step on the bag, and throw to first. Double play on the first pitch. That will end the second inning. 7-0 Mets.
Best tailgate. Brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings. Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest. Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt, all for just $35. Join the nearly 1,000-strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
This is Jet Williams, and you're listening to St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Well, Lando Elias pitched no-hitter for the Mets while he was in there. One inning, no hits, no runs, no walks, no strikeouts. He hit two batters, threw a wild pitch, stranded runners at the corners, threw 12 pitches, 7 strikes, but the hour and 47-minute delay is too long for him to sit around. So that's the second straight rain-shortened start for Lionel Ovias, who 3 starts ago, 6 shutout innings in a doubleheader game at Fort Myers with no walks and 10 Ks. Last week, 4 shutout innings, hour and 15-minute delay, didn't come back out for the 5th. And tonight, 1 inning and done. Turns it over to The major league rehabber, Stephen Ridings, will be his third rehab game with St. Lucie. He's scheduled to come out of the bullpen today and get a clean inning, and that is going to happen here in the second. But at the time of night of 8:48, that sounds about right. It would usually be deeper into the game by this point in time. He will face Joshua Baez, Adenson Cruz, and Brandon Hernandez with a 7-0 lead. First pitch, fastball swung on and missed, a fastball at 94. Ridings missed nearly all of last year with a shoulder injury in the Yankees system. Did appear in two rehab games, but not for New York. 0-1 pitch. That one's fouled back for strike two. He was claimed off waivers by the Mets from the Yankees late 2022. The Mets had high hopes for him. They liked all of his metrics, took a flyer on a live arm, could help the bullpen, but has been sidelined with a lat injury all season. Fly ball on a fastball into right field. McIntosh is there. Makes the catch, and that retires Baez. One out in the second. Riding so far with St. Lucie this year has only pitched in two games. Both starts, one inning each time. Gave up a run last Tuesday versus Daytona, and then on Saturday pitched a clean first with a strikeout. Throws a fastball inside to Cruz. Well, with the Mets' bullpen situation like it is in New York, being overtaxed on a nightly basis, now Drew Smith down 10 days, 10 games, and the Mets losing that roster spot, a pitcher like Stephen Ridings would be a welcome sight. But since he's missed the entire season at this point, this is almost like a second spring training for him. Hopefully it doesn't take him too long to ramp up as a reliever. Breaking ball swung on and missed, and it's 1-2. Good slider.
I don't know what Cruz was looking for there. I would say it probably wasn't a slider because he didn't seem to be anywhere close to it.
And he's even further away from this one, Josh. A slider in the dirt, other batter's box. Cruz strikes out swinging. Two down. Ridings making quick work of the Cardinals here in the second. Just have to wonder about the mental state of Palm Beach. Already down 3-0, going into the delay, coming out of the delay, just getting walloped. And they don't look like a team that's that engaged at the moment.
Well, you said it. You know, it's a touchdown for the Mets. Unfortunately, we're not playing football, and so it is a 7-score game, unfortunately, not just the touchdown, the extra point. But the Mets with a field goal in the first, two safeties in the second, and I saw him playing football, playing catch down there. Perozo was in the bullpen, so I don't know, maybe they drew some inspiration from that.
They do bring a football with them on the road. There's a swing and a miss, and it's actually, you know, not a bad idea when you're sitting around in the locker room, you know. You can't be out in the field during the rain and lightning. You know, to loosen back up, to run some patterns, and just get the juices flowing again, the muscles loose. Not a bad idea, throw the ball around. 0-2 pitch is fouled away. Just can't have guys do, like, leg stretches every single day, right? Just get boring.
Well, I really think it's funny that, you know, if you look at hockey players, we'll say they do, you know, they pass the soccer ball around or the hacky sack around, so you know, professional athletes warm up or stay loose by playing other sports, which I just think is kind of funny.
Breaking ball, strike three. Hernandez caught looking. Beautiful pitch by Ridings. He breaks out the 76-mile-per-hour Uncle Charlie curve. A 1-2-3 rehab appearance for Stephen Ridings with two strikeouts. Mets will take their 7-0 lead to the third.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water. So there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucimets.com to purchase single game tickets, 10 game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2023.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you ordered would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big. And at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
For the Mets, the first baseman, number 30, Gerald Martinez.
Gerald Martinez leads off for the Mets. He was the only man not to hit in the second. And he fouls this one away from Cuenca. So Cuenca comes in and on the first pitch gets Vivasencio to hit to a ground ball double play with runners at the corners. Four-run inning could have been even more. And I'm watching the replay of the Vivasencio hit as this pitch is fouled away. He lined it straight back to the pitcher, and Cuenca reached behind his back with the glove and deflected it out to second and slowed it down. And that is a terrible break for Vivasencio. I mean, that is a literal line drive up the middle. The pitcher reaches behind him, swipes at it, knocks it down right to the second baseman as Martinez strikes out swinging. That ball is 3 inches to the left or higher or lower. It's a clean base hit for poor Vivasencio. Instead, it's his third straight game hitting into a double play, which is an odd stat for a guy who's hitting so well. Well, Martinez goes down on strikes. He's 0 for 2. Now Blaine McIntosh, who started the run parade in the second, takes a strike and then a ball from Cuenca. You're going to hear a lot of individual fans throughout the rest of the night.
There's been some great instructions from those of who are sitting directly below us.
There's a pitch for a strike. And, yeah, there's right below our booth, there's a row of seats. And the crowd mic picks up everything. Timeout called by McIntosh. And over the years, Josh, I've come here, and I'll see the entire back row of seats being totally empty, and somebody will sit right underneath the mic. Just right underneath. They could have picked any other seat.
If I come, I'm sitting directly below the seat. If I don't come up here,
I'll move the mic to the other side of the room.
I'll give the same instruction these lovely fans are. Hit the ball, strike him out. You know, who would have thought?
2-2 pitches high on McIntosh. It's a full count. Sometimes over the years, they've just had conversations between two fans and nothing to do with baseball. And I try to drown them out the best I can as McIntosh slices one.
Oh, ooh! Oh.
That almost hit Saul Garcia in the bullpen, and he's warming up. Warming up on the mound in the bullpen for the third inning. That ball nearly took him out. McIntosh loops one into center field for a base hit. He's 2 for 2. One out single for Blaine. Good piece of hitting. He's had two really good at-bats today. Seen a lot of pitches and single both times.
12, the Mets have just continued to pound that middle, up the middle in the pie slice. I think that's, what, 6 or 7? I lost track. They've hit it so many times. But if you're going to go where they're not, and there's nobody there because they can't be. So that's a wonderful place to go.
It's 5 hits back up the middle, and it would have been 6 if not for Vivasencio. Line drive right through. Fly ball by Villalobos on the first pitch he sees, and it's caught in left field by Rotondo. Route number 2. Villalobos out, McIntosh stands pat at first, and back to the top, and Alfredo Lara. Mets lead 7-0, out hitting Palm Beach 8-0, but we're only in the third inning due to that long rain delay.
Left fielder number one, Wilfredo Lara.
I think driving home tonight, I'll be like, man, it's late, but be much happier in the morning when we wake up and realize not playing two more games. As Lara takes a curveball for a strike at 79. They cut off beer sales yet? I hope so.
No.
Random fans that are just screaming belligerently. Change up low.
I think that's an inning-based thing, not a time-based thing, unfortunately.
I think that's up to their discretion.
I don't know. As long as they still have the soda available for me afterwards, I'll be good.
1-1 pitch in the dirt. You stayed in the booth the whole time. You didn't get a soda during the... You think you can just leave the broadcast booth mid-game and get a soda?
No. Oh, no. Boy. Look, I finished my drink at the end of the rain delay, and then now all we have is water, and that's just a terrible decision.
You should be used to the rain delays now at home. Lord knows
you've
had enough.
Yeah, but I get the 50% off at home. I don't get 50% off here, so...
2-1 pitch. Foul the way. Andrew Seymour, he's probably listening, the Palm Beach GM. He should come up here and give us vouchers. Having to sit through the delay. It's 2-2 on Lara. Two outs, runner on first. Lara, a strikeout last at bat, and the ground out in his first at bat. So the Mets putting together this good run without his contribution yet. And he will foul one back overhead. Angel Cuenca from Venezuela, 21 years old. International signee by the Cardinals in 2018. This is his 13th game, and he's not had a fun time. He's given up 22 earned runs in 20 innings. His ERA is over 10. Six hits, 11 walks in his 20 innings. 2-2 pitch, breaking ball, too high. Mets have done a great job laying off the high pitch tonight as ABS is not calling it a strike.
You know, it sounds funny to say, but if Cuenca can just get this last out here, the Cardinals aren't out of this. They're still... plenty of time. We've seen crazier things happen. The game of baseball is weird. It's not a time sport. It's based on outs, and there's still plenty of outs left to play with. Only down 7.
Only. 3-2 pitch, breaking ball for strike 3. Lara starts taking off the batting gloves. Thought he got ball 4, but that ball hits the inside corner. He's having a tough night. 3 outs in 3 innings. The Mets, for the first time, are held off the board. No runs, a hit, no errors. McIntosh stranded at first. Mid 3 at Roger Dean. Mets 7, Cardinals nothing.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods.
I like
the police
to play
department's
ball
going
in
to be
the
taking
yard.
Part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content, like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets, and make sure to visit stlucimets.com, too. It's all happening on social this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
This is development coach Reagan Saunier, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Third inning, Saul Garcia on the mound for the Mets, and he will pump in a strike at 94. So Garcia is going to be the long man for the Mets in the game. Tobias out due to the rain delay. Ridings his one MLB rehab inning. And now Garcia hopefully can go a few. A check swing pop-up, and it's ran down by Yarrel Martinez over his shoulder down the first base line. And that is how Lisandro Espinoza is retired to start the third inning. At long last, the Cardinals have batted around. They did not get a hit first time through the order. Two hit batters in the first, but five straight retired. Going back to the top end, Juan Bencho, who is 0-for-1 with the ground out to second. And he will square to bunt and push one back foul. Now Garcia's had an up-and-down season. At times, he has looked absolutely dominant, especially at home. The 20-year-old from Venezuela just turned 20 a few days ago on Sunday. Happy belated birthday. Pumps in a strike, and it's nothing and two. This is his 11th game and his 7th out of the bullpen. Made his season debut here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, the first road game of the year, but it was against the Jupiter Hammerheads, the other team that calls this facility home. And he kind of got the wrong end of the rain. This ball is fouled back by Cho. He got what he thought was a double play to end the inning. The umpire called the runner at first safe. The inning continued, and it continued in a driving rainstorm. He could not get a grip on the ball, could not throw strikes, and he was knocked out of the game in the first inning. Ball is lying deep and foul. Ended up giving up 3 runs in that game. Mets ended up losing 3-2, so they really pushed hard to make a game of that after the tough break. So for Garcia, hopefully a better trip around to Roger Dean this time. A big bouncer off the plate. This is going to be near impossible. Picked up by Reimer, and he will put it in his pocket. Huge bounce, pounded right off home plate. Reimer bare hands the big hop over the mound. But Cho beat it out for an infield hit, the first hit of the game. One out single in the third.
Yeah, there's been a couple of decisions so far by the Mets defensively. This one here with Reimer just putting the ball in his back pocket in the first inning. Tillian had a chance to try to maybe make a bold play at second. Instead, just got the runner at first. And so something that's really good to see, just young players making smart decisions.
Mets defense has certainly been improved the last month or so. Had some nice plays yesterday along with a couple of errors. Didn't come back to haunt them in the end. They won 5-2. One 0 pitch coming to R.J. Yeager, who was plunked last time. He will take it for a strike. Last time we saw Garcia was out of the bullpen against Daytona on June 7th. Gave up 5 hits and 3 runs and 2 2/3. Good news is he did not walk a batter. Struck out 5. Fastball down and away. His prior road outing was the first day of the month. Grinded through 3 innings at Fort Myers with a couple of runs on 3 hits. One on, one out, bottom 3, 7-0 St. Lucie. Garcia delivers a breaking ball that backs in for a strike. Fans love it. Two and two. Fastball tapped up the middle. Tillian will field it. Step on second. Fires to first. Martinez with the stretch and the out. A double play. Tillian runs right to the bag. Meets the ball there. Throws to first. Martinez with the great stretch. Yeager hits into an inning-ending double play. Good debut inning for Saul Garcia. That sends us to the fourth. Mets lead 7-0.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew. Kids Club members get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games and a free popcorn both days. Plus, kids get a membership card, a Kids Club t-shirt, and access to exclusive player meet and greets. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under for the low, low cost of $25. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
And joined alongside by Josh Knupp tonight. John DeStefano will be on the call with me on Friday, I think. This pitch is called a strike on Jet Williams. Then the three of us, three amigos, on Saturday. We're going to try something new. A three-man booth. This pitch misses inside. I'm looking at the setup of this booth, Josh. There's a huge column right in the middle of the windows, and somebody's going to have to sit right there and try to...
Yeah, I got a feeling that's going to be me.
Oh, how do you know?
The radio guys are going to stick the cameraman in the middle.
Yeah, well, you know how to find the ball. You can figure it out. Williams will take a strike. He did not like the call, and he's going to take a long walk off to the side using his timeout. Jets singled and walked and scored twice tonight. Cuenca's 1-2 pitch is in the dirt. No question about that. 2-2. And then maybe the big news is this is first of 2 weeks in a row here at Roger Dean. Next Sunday, the last final game here. As Williams checks up, did he hold? No, he did not. Went around on appeal. Alex Lowry calls him out, a swinging strikeout. One way in the fourth. So that last Sunday, I'm going to take the day off. And you and John are going to call it. By yourselves. You're going to run all the equipment yourselves. Might even break the news to John that he's got to do the Twitter and write the game story afterwards. Get the full Adam McDonald experience.
You haven't told him that yet.
No, I have not. Oh. I just spoke it into existence, though. Ground ball by Tilly and out to second. Hernandez takes care of that. And this game is all of a sudden starting to go quick. It's four straight retired by Hernandez, or rather Cuenca. Came in, got a double play to end the second. Got a strikeout to start the third, then a single by McIntosh, but now four in a row retired. So he has settled it down for the Cardinals on the mound. Jacob Reimer at the plate. This coming Sunday at noon, official score Bill's going to make the trip down. To ride down together, get us some Starbucks before the game, head on down here. So it's not so lonely on the commuter road trips for me anymore. Ball into strike on Reimer, and he will take this one inside. Reimer's had a good night, a walk and a single. He's batting well over 400 now in his last 16 games. Two-one pitch, lays off, three balls and a strike. Yesterday, Reimer hit his third home run of the season, clanked off the roof of the Marlins operational building out in left field. A massive shot. Curveball, missed inside for ball four. Reimer on for the third time in four innings. And no clean inning yet for Cardinals pitching. Brings up Perozo, who has a triple and a single to his name.
Designated hitter number 13, Vincent Perozo.
A three-run triple in the first, a single in the second. First pitch, golfs it out of play left side. That will be over towards the rolled-up tarp. Speaking of tarp, Andrew Seymour listening in his office down below. Cardinals GM said beer sales are active, and they are handing out Culver's coupons after the game to those hardy folks down there. Perozo swings and misses. He didn't say anything about handing them out to the broadcasters.
Yeah, I was going to ask, how long do you think they'll be?
Where's the soda?
Yeah.
And he definitely agrees. Better to continue after an hour and 45-minute delay tonight than double up tomorrow. Perozo swings and misses. Cuenca with his fourth strikeout will end the top of the fourth. No runs, no hits, no errors. One man stranded. Mets continue to lead this ball game 7-0. They go to the bottom of the fourth.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stlucymets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Leonardo Bernal leads off the bottom of the fourth. Cardinals down 7-0. Sal Garcia throws the first pitch low. Cardinals won the first four games of the season series. All those games were up at Clover Park back in May. It's part of a 12-game homestand for the Mets. This ball is fouled back to the screen. Mets won the final two over the weekend. And that first win for the Mets snapped a 9-game losing streak. And the Mets won last night, made it 3 in a row in the season series, and now leading tonight 7-0. They got a chance to walk out of this ballpark with the 4-4 season series record against the top team in the East. By the way, Jupiter beat Daytona 7-0 tonight. So active, the real-time standings features Jupiter 2.5 games out of first place. And if the Mets can win this game, Jupiter would be 2 games out with 7 to play. Things would tighten up for the Cardinals. Ground ball at the middle, but Williams, or Villavicencio, was there waiting for it, makes the play. Well, he was just off the line of the pie slice. When he started defensively, and as soon as that ball was hit, he was right in there, which is perfectly legal. Tires Bernal. Again, if you keep forgetting what we're talking about, what the hell's the pie slice? It's the two lines drawn from the edge of second base out to the outfield grass, and defenders are not allowed to be in there until the pitch leaves the pitcher's hand. It's baseball's way of trying to get more hits up the middle. They started with the shift rules last year, but that didn't stop second baseman and shortstops from basically standing right on the corner of the bag, up the middle, right over the bag. So this further pushes the shift to reality.
I haven't seen a shift violation yet. Have you seen that?
No.
No.
0-2 pitches pop back this way. Rotondo stays alive. Well, I haven't seen it in the majors. I have not seen it in the minors here in the Florida State League. And you know, it's a two-man umpire crew. The first base umpire does not really have a good view of the middle infielders. And the home plate umpire, he's got enough to look at. There's a called third strike on the outside corner. Rotondo caught looking. First strikeout for Saul Garcia. Two up, two down in the bottom of the fourth, and he looks sharp early. Now let's talk about the shift violation, and the defense can accept the ball, or the batter can accept the ball, or the team can accept the outcome of the play if it's a positive. But, no, I have not seen that yet, Josh. But I will let you know if I do.
Yeah, I mean, now it's kind of hard to see as it is, but with the rain and the tarp that's been poured across, it's already kind of dragged that line a little bit, so it's made even harder to see, at least tonight.
Well, in Fort Myers, the grounds crew, during the middle of the game, when they rake between innings, they get in the golf cart with the dragger behind it, and they just plow right through. Right through.
They don't have our grounds crew.
No. Our grounds crew never let such a thing happen.
It is. They do a great job.
I know our grounds crew isn't thrilled about it, as they have to rake, then they have to hand rake and drag, then they have to pick it up, and they skip over it, and they continue to drag on the other side while somebody touches it up with an actual rake. Painstaking process. 1-2 pitches fouled away, and that'll scare him off the top of the Cardinals' dugout. Curiale 0-for-1 tonight with the fly out to center. Mets lead 7-0 in the bottom of the fourth with two outs and the bases empty. Garcia's pitch swung on and missed. Curiale goes down on strikes. A 1-2-3 inning for Saul with two strikeouts to finish. Two scoreless innings for him. Fifth inning coming up at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Mets up 7.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Looking for a great spot to celebrate your kid's birthday or Little League team? Look no further than Clover Park. Celebrate the special occasion with the Mets. As a part of our Field of Dreams package, your Little League team can take the field with the Mets. The birthday package includes gifts and a visit from our mascot, Clutch. Field of Dreams packages and birthday parties cost an average of $20 or less per person. When visiting Clover Park, ask for me, Josh Sexton, and I'll fill you in on all the details. Let's go, Mets.
Hey baseball fans, are you in the market for furniture? Well, guess what? It's your lucky day. That's right, pull that ticket stub from your pocket and redeem it at Family Furniture and receive $250 worth of free furniture. Family Furniture is a local family-owned and operated company that's been furnishing the Treasure Coast and the Palm Beaches for well over a decade. Family Furniture specializes in bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, mattresses, patio, and much, much more. Limit one per household and cannot be combined with any other offers. Make Family Furniture your home base for all your furniture needs.
Let's go back to the field.
Hitting off the top half of the fifth inning for the Mets. The short
Mets will send Villavicencio to the plate. Poor guy had that line drive up the middle going for a base hit. Pitcher swung and slowed behind his back and knocked it right to the second baseman, second base bag for a double play. And the first pitch to Villavicencio is a strike. So just an odd stat that one of the top hitters on the team, most consistent hitter maybe all season, and he drives this ball into right center field in for a hit. Yeah, he was owed that one. And he had hit into a double play in three straight games, Sunday, yesterday, and today. We'll start with the base hit. Mets up to 9 hits already before they made an out in the fifth, out hitting Palm Beach 9-1. There's not many players now who have not gotten on base somehow. Yarrel Martinez is batting. He is one of them. Him and Wilfredo Lara. Everybody else has gotten on. Either hit or walk, or in some cases, both. Martinez takes the ball low. We got a fan chiming in from Port Charlotte. Says that the Mets leading 7-0. Maybe call it a game and get back on the bus and everybody go home. No, I mean, I'm sure with the bullpens, with the way it is, to save the arms, maybe deep down, both coaching staffs might tell you, not a bad idea. But that's not how it works. 2-0 pitch is swung on and missed. I'll tell you, in the past, before rosters expanded and you had a 25-man team, yeah, there'd certainly be some worry. And probably a lot of moving parts tomorrow with pitchers from the complex coming over and getting guys on and off the roster, fresh arms. Martinez grounds one foul. But now with the 30-man roster and most of those extra positions going towards pitchers, teams can weather a situation like this a little better than in the past. Two-two pitch coming to Martinez from Cuenca, and he swings and misses at the curveball. Tough day for Martinez. 0 for 3 with the pair of strikeouts. Cuenca's pitched well since coming in. It's now three full innings for him of shutout ball. Lane McIntosh has not been stopped yet. 2 for 2. A pair of singles and a run. Ground ball right side. Base hit past the dive of Hernandez. And Blaine McIntosh has his first three-hit game of the season. Throw goes away on the infield as Villavicencio gets tied up with Espinoza near the bag. And they bump into each other, and Espinoza missed the relay throw from right field and Cho, but it's backed up by Curiale. So the Mets have runners at first and second, and Blaine McIntosh having the best game of his season.
Yeah, I think if you told Gilbert Gomez that his eight-hole hitter would have three singles today and his team would be up 7-0, I think he would take that.
Yeah, from the Mets standpoint, as this pitch is swung on and missed, I know the pitching, you know, you start to get worrisome about that, but I'm sure Eduardo Nunez, the hitting coach, will tell you, let's keep playing. Let's play all night. We're going to do this. Keep the bats rolling. Villalobos swings and misses at a changeup.
Well, if the bats keep rolling and McIntosh keeps hitting the way he does, maybe we put him into pitch. You know, that would be the money's worth for these fans here tonight if we could see a position player pitch.
There's a pitch for a strike three to Villalobos, who seems perplexed. Well-placed slider for strike three. It's the third inning in a row now that Cuenca has struck out at least two batters. Back to the top in Lara. 0-for-3 with two strikeouts. First and second for the Mets, and Lara takes a slider too high for ball one. Fort Myers lost 18-9 today at Bradenton, a noon game. Fort Myers used two position players to pitch to finish that one out. There's a breaking ball for a strike to Lara. It's 1-1.
Well, we scored 18 runs against Jupiter back in May at home, and I don't believe we used any position players in that game.
We wouldn't. I don't think Jupiter did either. They wrote it out. This pitch is low for a ball. It's 2-1. Now, Josh, we played Fort Myers on the road a couple weeks ago. We're not going to play them at home. I can tell you from watching that team, that bullpen is not good. Not good. That's not the first time this year they've had to use position players at the end. Two-one pitch coming, and that's low and away. And they used a pitcher three times in the series. A.J. Leavis, he pitched three times in the six-game series. And the last day he pitched on the Sunday. And he was the first reliever they used on the next game on Tuesday. It's incredible see that this level. 3-1 pitch, and Laura pops it a mile high. Bernal sheds his mask, but this one will be back into the seats toward the scouting section. Five rows up. Not a lot of space between home plate and the backstop here at Roger Dean. We've seen over the years some wild pitches go to the backstop, kick right back to the catcher, send runners at third back, or get them out at home. 3-2 pitch, and Lara will take outside for ball four. He becomes the eighth Mets player to reach base tonight. And that will load him up for Jet Williams. With two outs in the fifth, Mets already a big 7-0 lead. Can, I won't say put the game away here, but Jet,
Center fielder, number four, Jet Williams.
Make it almost unimaginable for a comeback as he takes a breaking ball inside. Jet has singled, walked, and struck out. He has scored twice. Of course, the previous two times the Mets loaded the bases, the next batter got a triple to bring them all home. 1-0 pitch. Jet will lay off the slider, take it for a strike at the knees. Mets do not have a grand slam yet this year. Cuenca the 1-1. Williams will take it high, 2-1. And as well as Cuenca has pitched, his overall statistics will tell you that he's due to serve one up here. And he might be running out of gas. He's at 55 pitches. The bullpen has another reliever ready. 2-1 pitch is in the dirt. Cuenca stumbles as he lands. Three balls and a strike.
And you know that Jet is completely fine taking a walk here. He's done it. I don't have the number, but he's done it so many times so far. I was looking at my sheet. I couldn't find it.
37.
So you know he's completely fine taking the walk here if it's given to him.
And he will. It was a high fastball, too high for Jet's liking. He takes the free pass. Back-to-back walks. First one loads the bases. Second one drives a run in. Villavicencio touches the plate. 8-0 Mets. And they are reloaded for Junior Tillian. It'll be the second time Tillian bats with the bases loaded, but it will not be against Cuenca. And I think all things considered, did well for himself. He just ran out of gas. So Gary Kendall with another pitching change for the Cardinals. We'll be back with the new pitcher, Tillian at the plate, and the bases loaded.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Chandler Arnold is the new pitcher for the Palm Beach Cardinals. 23-year-old who was drafted last year in the 13th round out of Dallas Baptist. Former teammates with Dom Hamill, I'm sure.
Number 18, Junior Tillian.
Now up in Double A. Junior Tillian will bat with the bases loaded. First pitch from Arnold is to the backstop, and it will trickle away. Throw coming home, not going to be in time as McIntosh scores to make it 9-0 Mets. Now Chandler, Josh, we were watching him through a one to the backstop in his warm-up session, and his first one went right to the backstop. Actually took a friendly bounce back to the catcher, Bernal. Thought we might have a play at the plate, but no. So the wild pitch brings in the second run of the inning. Moves up Lahr to third and Williams to second. Tillian will take a ball. 2-0. Junior 2-for-3. A single, a triple, 3 RBI, 2 runs scored. Breaking ball missed, 3-0. Arnold coming straight over the top but kind of falling off the side of the mound. This is his 12th game for Palm Beach out of the bullpen. He's only logged 11 innings. And he missed badly with ball four. So none of those pitches were close. That's the third consecutive walk. And right when this game looked like it was speeding up, it slows down. 3 straight free passes and 2 outs in the inning. And Reimer will bat with the bases loaded. He's not been retired yet. 2 walks and a single. Chance to deliver the knockout blow if it hasn't been already. And he will take a called strike at 90.
Yeah, I said that 7 runs was still, at the time they were able to come back. 9 is still not out of reach, I don't think. But with only 1 hit for the Cardinals, I'm not too confident that they're going to be able to put up that number of runs.
The ball and a strike. Largest lead lost by the Mets this year. 4. That suspended game last week against Daytona. And you feel like they're in a good spot as this pitch is skipped in. It's stopped by Bernal. He caught it like he'd catch a regular pitch.
Might have been a strike if you counted it off the bounce, but they do not.
If it bounced up and crossed the middle of home plate where that ABS plane is, yeah, having a glitch in the matrix. 2-1 to Reimer, and he will take high for ball 3. Arnold just can't find the strike zone. He's thrown 8 pitches, only 1 strike, and he's in danger of making it 4 straight walks. Three-one, and Reimer will take a whack and pop it up, and he's not happy about this. Second baseman Hernandez stumbling back, makes the catch out by second base. Reimer retired. Hey, 3-1 count, bases loaded, you're already up 9, take a shot. Just didn't work out. Mets get 2 runs on 2 hits, no errors, 3 left. It's all Mets through the halfway point, 9-0.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with 5 convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a 5-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
The world-famous Dollar Night is back with a twist in 2023. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $1 Bud Light drafts at the concession stands or $2 16-ounce bottles of Bud and Bud Light, hot dogs for just $2, and soda and popcorn for just $1. Now, where are you going to find a better deal than that? Dollar Night is the St. Lucie tradition that is always a steal of a deal. That's Dollar Night, every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go, Mets, and let's go Dollar Night.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Sal Garcia's looked good. Two innings pitched. He's faced the minimum. He's gotten a double play and a strikeout. Only an infield hit against him. And only 26 pitches thrown. I'm sure Gilbert Gomez, Dan McKinney, hoping he can give the team four, maybe even five innings of relief here. As this pitch is a ball high. And curious about the plan for now, Lionel Ovias. That's two games in a row he's been cut short due to rain. Only one inning tonight. There's a situation where the Mets can work him back into the mix this series. Usually these starters, they go just one game in the series. Sometimes if you start the series on a Tuesday, you can be the opener on a Sunday. But otherwise, the starters, just one inning or one game and done in each series. Where a couple of years ago, back in the 2021 season, Austin Faith, a St. Lucie pitcher, got really roughed up in a game, didn't even make it out of the first inning, and the Mets rolled him back out there, I think, 3 days later because of his pitch count was low. Well, Garcia plunks Baez in the back with a breaking ball. Not how he wanted to start this inning. Baez heads down to first base. Lead off man on for the first time in five innings for Palm Beach.
Center fielder number 15, Adanson Cruz.
Adanson Cruz is next. Garcia first pitch. He nearly hit Cruz. This time with the fastball. Bus driver Ed down there, give him a wave. Long night for the bus drivers.
I hope somebody told him about the rain delay. I'm sure he figured it out, but
I'm sure he did. Sitting on the bus as havoc was wreaking all around him with the rain and the lightning.
Yeah, I figured he might, but I didn't know he might have just been coming in here and wondering where everybody was at.
Well, he's walking around the concourse, stretching out the legs. You know, talk to some folks. Stay alert. 2-0 pitch is swung on and missed by Cruz. You know, Ed, he's got to go from his house in Port St. Lucie, drive down to West Palm Beach, right by the airport, to the bus depot, get the bus, drive all the way back up to Clover Park, pick up the team, drive down here to Roger Dean, then after the game, take the team back up to Clover Park. Then he's got to go back down to West Palm Beach to drop the bus off and do the whole thing all over again tomorrow.
No, thank you.
That's what he does on commuter trips. You don't think he's going to take the bus home and park it in front of his house, do you?
I don't know.
There's not a bus depot in Port St. Lucie.
I don't know. I might just work out a deal with the schools. They park over there by the post office. I might just work out a deal where I could park it with them or park it at the stadium or something. I don't know.
It's and it's tough on nights like this when it's going to drag on. Just had a fastball come in on Cruz. Looked like it hit it the bat knob. So it's a foul ball. And then a long visit between Villalobos and Garcia. And Villalobos was very slow going out there. Long conversation, and finally Davian Fry breaks it up. And now set for the 2-2 is Garcia. And he throws it outside for ball three. And Garcia's already plunked Baez. Now he's gone 3-2 on Cruz. And the payoff pitch is pop foul.
Yeah, if the Mets were trying to get him to work four or five, these full counts and runners on obviously do not help. Additional pitches and more stress on the base pass, stress with a 9-run lead, obviously does not help that situation.
3-2 is fouled off. It's a long at-bat here. Certainly with the 9-run lead, you don't want to come out, hit a batter, walk a batter. Like you said, if for nothing else, just eating up the pitch count. Another 3-2 coming to Cruz. A couple of good at-bats last night. And he will take ball four high. So, a hit-by-pitch and a lengthy at-bat, which results in a walk. So, you look at the last, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. The last six batters in this game, four walks and a hit-by-pitch. So, all of a sudden, we went from flying right along, pitchers throwing a lot of strikes, to all of a sudden can't find the plate.
Yeah, with Tilly in and with Baez, obviously, there was, the balls weren't close or they hit him. But there with Cruz, you have to give Cruz some, you know, an attaboy there when he gets the first. Obviously, you know, 3-2, fouled off a couple and then was able to draw the walk. So did a good job there battling.
Hernandez is up. He will take one way outside. Ball one. Hernandez struck out looking against Ridings in the second. Second pitch, fastball blown right by him. Ridings' final line, well, was a perfect second inning with two strikeouts. Only 11 pitches and 10 strikes. By far his best of the three rehab appearances. Looked very sharp tonight. Makes you wonder if he's good to go for the promotion up the ladder. If not to New York, maybe to more stiffer competition in double or triple A. Fastball sinks low on Hernandez. It's two balls and a strike. Swing and a miss. Good sinker. 2-2. Garcia looks in, 2-2 pitch, is fouled away. Same as the prior pitch, sinking fastball at the knees, and all Hernandez could muster was foul right there at home plate. Baez on second, Cruz on first, not being held on. 2-2 pitch again, is fouled away again. All of a sudden, these Cardinals, at least Baez and Cruz, putting together long at-bats, fouling pitches away. Garcia ready for another 2-2, and time called at the very last moment by Hernandez. And he's fortunate that home plate umpire Davian Fry even granted it.
Yeah, I can tell you as a pitcher that, you know, you get into there, you get that close to throwing the ball, you get, I mean, just barely before he was ready to go, and then they call time. That is so frustrating, but as a batter, you love it.
2-2 slider, strike three on the inside corner. That fooled Hernandez. He was expecting that fastball again. Gets the off speed for the first out of the inning. First pitch to Lisandro Espinoza is a ball. Espinoza popped out in the third, as one and only at bat. Batting ninth today. 1-0 pitch is swung on and missed. Espinoza knocked two sac flies yesterday. Those are the only two runs scored in this series so far by Palm Beach. Garcia's pitch is down and away, two balls and a strike. And because this inning has taken so long, it's required so many pitches for Garcia, Mets have gotten Jojo Rodriguez up in the bullpen.
1 of our faithful listeners on the Bally Live is, I believe, Jojo's mom, is it not?
I believe so.
She chats
with us on the Crowd Zone, yeah. On the Bally Live app. You don't have the Bally Live app on the radio. Although you could technically, I guess, message us at St. Lucie Mets on Twitter. Say hello. Garcia misses up. It's 3-1. That's his 22nd pitch of this inning. Only gotten one out. 3-1 pitch to Espinoza. Nowhere close. Garcia unhappy with himself as he has now walked two and plunked a batter in this inning with a 9-0 lead. Dan McKinney is going to make a beeline out to the mound for a visit as Garcia is clearly bothered on the mound, stomping around, taking his hat off. Of course, he knows, just like we do, Josh, with the 9-0 lead. It's those strikes. It's trying, just not working for him.
Yeah, right now, you know, that's three free passes that he's given to the Cardinals in this inning. They only have one hit, so if you're going to make him or allow them to get on base, at least make him earn it. So far this game, they haven't been able to. And so, obviously, we know that he's getting towards the end of his outing. He's getting a little tired. That's when you start to leave balls up or not finish your pitches. That's obviously why they have a man in the bullpen. But, obviously, you'd love to see a little bit more competitive pitches at times here from Garcia.
Mets would love to get him to get a one-pitch double play. Scores from around the league today. Mentioned Jupiter beat Palm Beach 7-0, or Jupiter beat Daytona 7-0, getting within 2.5 of Palm Beach for first. Dunedin beat Lakeland 6-5. The noon games, Tampa won at Clearwater 11-6, and Bradenton beat up on Fort Myers in Bradenton 18-9. We're the only ones still going, and we're halfway there. There's a slider for a strike to Cho. Cho has the only hit of the game for Palm Beach, the infield dribbler in the third. More of a bouncer than a dribbler. 0-1 pitch, slider, strike two, and I think we know what Dan McKinney said out of that mound visit. Why don't you throw the slider? Fastball is not working, and Cho will use his timeout.
Well, yeah, the slider worked on the one strikeout so far. This inning froze the batter, and this time throws it and has a, you know, two strikes on the batter now, swinging this last one.
0-2 pitch coming home. Slider, that's grounded foul. He didn't swing at that. It might have hit him. It started in and came further in. Joe yanks it off his own dugout. Low 2 pitch inside the fastball at 92. This might be it, too. That mound visit probably not only just to give Garcia a breather, but also to let Rodriguez have an extra moment to continue his warm-up. 1-2 pitch, a fly ball out of play. So another lengthy at-bat here.
Well, if you're going to have a situation where you have a pitcher with one out, bases loaded, and you're trying to get him some extra work, at least have a 9-run lead with it. That's always a benefit.
Slider backs in for strike three. Cho clearly displeased. He takes a look at Davian Fry, but that is the ABS, not the umpire. So two strikeouts in the inning, two walks in the inning, one batter in the inning. And Garcia's going to get a chance to pitch out of this jam himself, facing R.J. Yeager, who has been plunked and hit into a double play. First pitch, fastball, too high. Well, the velocity has not dipped. That was at 93. One oh. Breaking ball misses inside. Two balls and no strikes. Bases loaded, two outs. Palm Beach has not scored in the inning. Mets continue to lead 9-0. This is certainly the last batter of the inning for Garcia, one way or the other. Slider gets in there, inside corner. Nips it for strike one. Yeager looks like he's taking the approach of He's going to wait this out. Showing less interest in swinging at any of the three pitches. Slider, and that's going to be lined and caught by Martinez at first base for the out. Right off the end of the bat, a high five for Garcia as he runs by. What a job by Saul Garcia. Wasn't his best inning with two walks and hit batter, but he pitches out of the bases loaded jam, and maybe, just maybe, he'll get a chance to come out for another inning. Mets 9, Palm Beach nothing. We played 5 on this soggy night in Jupiter.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Let's go back to the field.
Adam McDonald and Josh Knupp here in Jupiter, Florida, at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Hey, we've made it to the sixth inning. It's taken a long time to get there. It's almost 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. As Vincent Perrozzo takes a strike and then drives a ball into deep left center field. Cruz on the run, makes a sliding grab in the alleyway. Robs Perrozzo of an extra base hit, and heck, he had already had a triple and a single, a double there, and maybe he's got a chance for a cycle later. It's the best play of the night for the Cardinals. Instead of that, maybe deflected double play. So Chandler Arnold gets a quick out. Here's a ground ball foul by Villavicencio. Final line for a couple of pitchers for the Cardinals. Jose Davila went just a third of an inning, gave up 4 hits and 4 runs, 2 walks and a strikeout. Cuenca, 3 1/3, 3 hits, 2 runs, 3 walks and 6 strikeouts. Arnold, the 1-1. Fly ball, slugged deep by Villavicencio. Rotondo going back to the wall and will make the catch mid-track. Villavicencio thought he got his first of the season, but in the heavy night air, falls a few feet short.
The first baseman, number 30, Yarrell Martinez.
Looked good off the bat. Sounded good. Had the arc. Not quite the distance. About the only thing the Mets haven't done on offense tonight is hit one out of here. Yarrell Martinez looking for his first hit of the series. Now 0-7. With 5 strikeouts, he definitely needs a hit. The only man not to get on base tonight for the Mets will take a pitch inside. It's 2-0. Fastball up high, 3-0. So he might be getting on with the free pass if Arnold can't find the strike zone quickly. 3-0 pitch. It's low for ball 4. Martinez sick of striking out, keeps the bat in the shoulder, and will head down to first. And the Cardinals remain still without a 1-2-3 inning on the mound in this game.
It's not a hit, but when you kind of struggled that way for the past couple games, man, it feels so good to get back on first. You see your first base coach, "Coach, I made it." And then You get that glove and you get ready to go run towards second, hopefully.
Blaine McIntosh bidding for a four-hit game. No Met has had a four-hit game this year. He's 3-for-3 with three singles. Takes a pitch outside. Two and oh. Arnold then hits, throws one that's grounded right to the first baseman. Well, Jaeger holding on Martinez was there waiting for it. Finally, McIntosh makes an out, three unassisted, and Arnold turns in a scoreless sixth inning. Come back and find out who's going to pitch the bottom of the sixth. Mets leading by nine.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings. Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
An ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt, all for just $35. Join the nearly 1,000-strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
This is Jet Williams, and you're listening to St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
O'clock on the East Coast. Palm Beach and the Mets in the midst of a blowout. Mets 9, Palm Beach nothing. Bottom of the sixth commences with, drum roll please, Sal Garcia still pitching. And despite that nearly 30 pitch fifth inning, which featured two strikeouts, two walks, hit batter, he's back for more. And he gets a foul ball off the bat of Bernal for strike one. Joe Rodriguez no longer throwing in the Mets' bullpen. Kind of tells you the situation that we're in, that the Mets bring him back out there for a fourth inning as this slider cannot be held on. A check swing strike, and it's 1-2 on Bernal. Each team's bullpen having to go eight innings tonight. A 1-2 pitch. Back foot slider nearly hits that back foot. Of course, really for the Mets, the only true reliever they used yesterday was Jimmy Loper. So they entered this game with a lot of available arms as this pitch is fouled away. They get the boost by Quintana in inning the third. And then Candido Cuevas, the original starter, pitched after that 4 2/3. So only Loper, true reliever, used. 2-2 pitch. Slider, strike three, Bernal caught looking. That is strikeout number five for Garcia. A much better start to the sixth than the fifth when he hit a batter, walked a batter.
I-17.
We're a little closer to the field here in Roger Dean than we are at Clover Park. And so you can see the break really well from where we're at. That slider, I just don't know what you're supposed to do with that. It starts so far outside and then it darts back to the plate so late.
Easy pop-up hit to Junior Tillian by Chris Rotondo. One pitch out there. And a much quicker inning shaping up for Sal Garcia in the bottom of the sixth, badly needed. I mentioned that he's retired four in a row since he walked Espinoza to load the bases. And Well timed mound visit by Dan McKinney. Now Curiali at the plate takes the ball outside. One lone fan asks for a home run.
I love this lady down here. She's saying hit the ball, and they hit it back to the screen, and then she says, wrong way.
Well,
if only we thought about that.
It is the wrong way. Most of the fans, if they didn't leave during the rain delay, they are gone now. Wonder how those beer sales are doing. I'm going to guess that Andrew cut those off. Fastball inside. That nearly hit Curiali. By the way, remember back in the first inning when Rotundo said he got hit by a pitch and the umpires conferred and they went to first? He went to first. We had time to look at that, like Zapruder film, during the delay. We thought it missed him. We thought he did a great sell job. Pitch is high. That is a four-pitch walk. So that's not the way Garcia wanted the inning to unfold after getting the first two. And that's going to send JoJo Rodriguez right back to the mound in the bullpen as Joshua Baez comes up. Baez, a fly out and hit by pitch. First pitch, he pops it back foul. Now, yesterday I got off the air and I said, oh, with the weather app pulled up, I said, oh, only 24% chance of rain tomorrow. We'll be good to go. Got to the ballpark, looked a little worse. Took the bus down, looked pretty good. Then the game started, and it all went south. So we've had, four out of six games last week weather affected. Both games this series weather affected. Not even going to attempt to look at tomorrow. 1-2 pitch, a slider, or 1-1 pitch rather, a slider swung on and missed. Playing in a golf tournament on Friday morning up in Port St. Lucie. Do not need a doubleheader on Friday that starts at 4 o'clock. We need that to be a 6:30 game. So tomorrow I'm hoping for a uninterrupted game. An uninterrupted at-bat as Saul Garcia gets the slider by Baez, strikes him out. Two more strikeouts for Saul in the inning. He's up to six in the game. Four innings, one hit, no runs for Saul Garcia. Mets bullpen doing its part tonight after Baez was held to just one inning. Seventh inning on deck at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Mets lead 9-0.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucimets.com to purchase single game tickets, 10 game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2023.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Fernando Villalobos looking to get on the hit train. Leads off the seventh inning. Arnold throws a first pitch ball inside. Villa tonight 0-for-2 with a walk and a run. But he's catching a one-hitter. Fastball skips in.
And that one hit that the Cardinals have was just that little chopper off the plate over the mound. Reimer couldn't really do anything with it. What could have been so far?
That would have certainly perked up the intrigue here. And there's not much left. 9-0. It's almost too stressful, Josh. Too stressful. Pitches a ball up high. 3-1. And then ball 4 at the back foot. So another walk. That's the 9th walk taken by the Mets tonight. I think there's something to be said, as this game is the 11th game out of 58 for the Mets that's been delayed, either before the game or during the game. That doesn't include the suspended games. That doesn't include the postponed game. That doesn't include the delay that ended a game early, as this ball is shot into left field by Lara. He's got a base hit. He started 0-for-3. He walked the 4th time. Now singles the 5th time. He was due to get a base hit, and the Mets have put on the first 2 against Arnold here in the 7th. But this team has dealt with bad weather basically since the 4th game of the season, and they have learned, I think, how to comport themselves so that they continue to play good baseball. They have an understanding of what it takes, probably as the delay starts, what they do during the delay, how they come out after the delay. I think that has played a factor tonight, that they were able to stay ready. Ground ball deep to third. Diving stop by Curiale. He runs to third base and beats Villalobos there. Outstanding play by Curiale at the hot corner. Takes away an extra base hit from Jet Williams. The full extension dive on the ground ball. Dirties up the chalk line. And then pushes himself up and races to the bag to force out Villalobos. Tough break for Williams, who almost gets an extra base hit down the line.
Michael Curiale or Nolan Arenado, I could not tell on that play. That was some fantastic glove work down there.
Goes down as a fielder's choice. Junior Tillian will then sky one on the infield. Who wants it? First baseman Jaeger makes the catch halfway between the mound and second. And Tillian a quick second out. First and second, no outs. Is now first and second, 2 outs for Reimer. You have to appreciate the effort by Curiale. And down 9-0, out of the game. Long delay. Makes a high-quality play, an all-star caliber play. Reimer takes the ball outside. He's been up 4 times, only retired once. 2 walks, a single, and a pop-out. Takes this pitch high. 2-0. Fastball. Gets him back in the count. Strike to make it 2-1. Reimer fouls one back for strike 2. Arnold standing upright, delivers the 2-2 pitch, and it's fouled back. Fastball at 90.
Something I really love about these Mets hitters is their refusal to go down easy. Whether they're down 0-2, 1-2, whatever the count may be, they always foul off a lot of pitches before they go down, it seems like.
Reimer chases a breaking ball down and away. Got a different look there. Strikes out and the inning is over. Good recovery for Chandler Arnold. A walk and a single to start the inning. He gets the next 3 in order. No runs hit, no errors. 2 left on. We've reached the 7th inning stretch at long last, but the Mets continue to lead 9-0 over the Palm Beach Cardinals.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department is going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content, like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stluciemets.com, too. It's all happening on social this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
This is development coach Reagan Saunier, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
We're not the only Mets-affiliated game going late night. New York versus New York, tied at 3 in the 8th inning. Crazy one in Queens, Flushing, as JoJo Rodriguez throws a first pitch ball to Adanson Cruz. So Rodriguez comes into the game. We knew he was coming in. It was just a matter of what time. It's the 7th. He misses high with ball 2. So Saul Garcia did his part. 4 shutout innings. A hit, 3 walks, and 6 strikeouts on 75 pitches. He stands to get the win, I'd imagine. Can give it to the first reliever out of the gate, but I think you'd much rather give it to Garcia over the one inning that Riding's through. It's up to Sweet Lou Villano to decide. Fly ball off the bat of Cruz into shallow right field. McIntosh coming in, Tillian going out. It's Tillian, the second baseman, and shallow right making the catch. Cruz out, and Rodriguez retires the first batter he faces.
Second baseman, number 12, Brandon Hernandez.
Mets, New York Mets had a 1-0 lead, and the Yankees scored 3 straight, including a stolen home plate by Isaiah Kiner-Falefa. Rocket shot, diving catch by Tillian at second base. He robs Brandon Hernandez of a base hit. Tillian with the dive and the spear.
That was mighty close to coming out. But it didn't. That was a great effort by Tillian. You know, we go back to the Curiale dive. You know, they're down 9 and still putting his body on the line. Mets are up 9 and Tillian putting his body on the line. Great effort on both sides of the ball here.
So two defensive web gems in this 7th inning as Espinoza takes a slider for a strike. And when Tillian landed, there was a lot of white showing the top of that glove, but the umpire, Alex Lowry, staring at it, got a good look, made the right call. It stayed in the mitt. Ball is fouled back. Now, Josh, can you imagine if that bouncing hit by Cho was actually an out, and that right there saved a hit, which would have been the first hit of the game? Palm Beach already is a hit. Then we'd really be getting nervous. They had no hits and that happened. Pitch is off the plate. Rodriguez started to stalk off the mound like he had strike 3. ABS said no. Oh, it's 2-2 on Espinoza.
You know, if that Tillian ball was not caught, I think that he still had enough time that he might have been able to throw it out at first. It was hit the second, so he might have had a little bit of time. But, yeah, I get what you're saying here.
fly ball into center field, and it's caught by Lara on the run. He calls off Williams. Easier play for Jett, but Espinoza is retired by Lara. A 1-2-3 inning. Some good catches out there by the Mets in the bottom of the seventh. Eighth inning coming up next. Mets 9, Cardinals nothing. We're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew. Kids Club members get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games and a free popcorn both days. Plus, kids get a membership card, a Kids Club t-shirt, and access to exclusive player meet and greets. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under for the low, low cost of $25. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
And joined by Josh Knupp, our high home cameraman tonight. Thanks for spending late night with us on a Wednesday. Where else would you rather be? Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Vincent Perozzo, a opposite field high fly that will be caught by Chris Rotondo. On the first pitch thrown by Chandler Arnold. In the eighth, he's recorded for a out. Perozzo now 2-4-5. Vivasencio next. He got on the board with a hit a couple of innings ago. He's 1-for-4. He takes a strike. Mets out hitting Palm Beach 11-1. Fewest hits in a game allowed by the Mets this year, 3. Ground ball to the shortstop, Espinoza. Gathers it up, fires to first, and Vivasencio is out. Two up, two down. It's 5 straight retired by Arnold. The fewest hits allowed in a game by the Mets, 3. They've done that 4 times. Of course, they had a one-hitter going on Friday night and lost it in the 9th. As Martinez cannot check up. Martinez now one of just 2 Mets without a hit. They've all gotten on base. And when you have 11 hits and 8 walks, chances are 9 out of 9 guys made it down to first base. Martinez takes this ball low. It's 2 balls and a strike. Swing and a miss on a pitch in the dirt. That's a swing that we really have not seen from the Mets at all in this game. They've been very disciplined. Martinez will use his timeout. Refocus. Gets in the box. The 2-2 from Arnold is inside for ball 3. Teams love pitching Martinez there. They have figured it out. Knee high inside. Don't let him get the long arms extended out over the plate. 3-2 pitch, and he swings and misses at the dirt ball. Tagged out by Zapata, the new catcher. A 1-2-3 top of the eighth turned in by Arnold. Mets 9, Cardinals nothing on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stlucymets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Now, let's get back to the action.
We got a lot going on calling this game and also between innings. As you see, we have to press buttons and whatnot. Can't really pay attention to what's going on with the Mets and Yankees. But we were discussing earlier, as Josh asked, had I seen a violation called defensively for a shift violation yet? And I said I had not at any level. Sure enough, we're looking at the play-by-play of the Mets-Yankees game, and the Mets were dinged an automatic ball for a defensive shift violation. I'll have to check that out on the old Twitter bird ride home. Meanwhile, here in the bottom of the eighth inning, JoJo Rodriguez back to work after a 1-2-3 seventh. He threw just 10 pitches. He's facing the top of the lineup, and Juan Bincho, who has the only hit of the game for Palm Beach, the infield single in the third. Palm Beach struggling offensively in the series, just 7 hits now in, 16 innings. Impressive performance in 2 games by this Mets pitching staff. 2-1 pitch is low and in for ball 3. And the way these two teams have played, you'd think that the Mets were in first place closing in on a division title, and Palm Beach was in last. Been a dominant series so far for the Mets, outscoring Palm Beach 14-2 as Rodriguez misses badly with ball 4 outside. So Cho on base for the second time. It's the 4th walk issued by the Mets tonight. Plus the Mets have also hit 3 batters, so it's not all been perfect. But one infield hit allowed, you'll probably win a lot of games. And Palm Beach still in decent shape to win the division. A 2-game lead is the likelihood if they don't come back here with 7 to play. Jupiter lingering, winning tonight up in Daytona Beach. I think a good goal for the Mets would be to not let Palm Beach celebrate here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium during this series. Don't let them clinch the title on their watch.
Well, it's kind of a weird situation because then they get to play the team who they're fighting for next week. And so you're kind of like just delaying the inevitable, hopefully, so that you can let them clinch when you beat the Hammerheads next week.
Correct. And then as the Mets, you know, basically beat up on the Cardinals, keep the Hammerheads alive. Then when the Mets are done with the Cardinals, beat up on the Hammerheads and hope the Cardinals clinch the division. That way the Hammerheads don't celebrate your expense. There's a swing and a miss on a fastball as Rodriguez gets back into the count. It's now 2-1.
Yeah, and then next week also starts the second half.
Yes.
So then that rolls over to now we're fighting, hopefully again, for a playoff spot, not just to not allow other people to get the playoff spot.
Yes, the first 3 games next week count as the first half. The final 3 games next week count as the second half. And there's no break in between.
I don't think we want a break in between. The way that we're playing right now, we're playing some of the best baseball we have. let's just go. Maybe get off to a good start and then watch out, Adam.
3-1 pitch is fouled off the top of the net. If it climbed another 6 inches, might have been in this booth.
I got my window closed, so I'm safe.
You are. Well, we can't get yours open. We need a crowbar.
I'm chilling. You have yours.
I have mine wide open. I need the breeze. The ball fouled away by Bolivar. And a pinch hitter here in Javier Bolivar for Jaeger. Bolivar yesterday went 0-for-3 with a walk. Rodriguez, another 3-2 pitch coming. And it will be a fastball for a called third strike. Bolivar thought he had ball four. He thought wrong. First strikeout for Rodriguez. A well-placed fastball on the black at 93 miles per hour.
I say if that pitch were to happen on a Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, that probably gets challenged by him. Which,
well, the umpire will tell you what, is definitely calling that a strike.
Yes. Yes.
The 9-0 lead. That was one of the big complaints in 2021 when ABS called every pitch of every game, and you'd get a 9-0 game like this, and those razor-thin pitches were called balls, and fans just had a field day with the umpires. And there was no pitch clock then either, so things really dragged.
But, yeah, I worked over in the press box during that season with something called Kinetrax. So I had to be alert for every pitch and, you know, when it started, when the pitch ended. And my goodness, those 4.5-hour games, we walked 16 people.
Man.
And,
oh, man.
And I think I'm giving you nightmares.
Yeah.
Thinking about
flashbacks.
It. Flashbacks, yeah.
4-hour and 27-minute game against Dunedin, 9-inning game. That started at like 5:18. I remember we started it early, so it could have been even worse. We started at a normal 6:30 start time. Oh, boy.